This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia. Now, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I know a lot of you guys are groaning. This Breast Cancer Awareness Month is coming up, and that's where we talk about the breasts all the time, but we don't talk about the breasts the way you guys want us to talk about the breasts. You know, we talk about mammograms and all that. And I hear you. It's a long month. Trust me. My being a doctor and a radio doctor, October is a long month. You want to talk about Halloween? You want to talk about candy? You want to talk about getting ready for the holidays? You want to talk about the weather turning crisp? But instead, we got to talk about the boobs. All right, we're not there yet, so we don't have to yet. But people, get ready, okay? Because, all right, these awareness months are getting very, very popular. I mean, it is, you know, remember for years the NFL was wearing pink. They'll still probably do, you know, wear pink. All right, we're going to be seeing our, you know, Cowboys and our Patriots and our Eagles and our Jets and our Dolphins and, you know, whatever. All right, we'll see, Marshawn Lynch, Richard Sherman, you know, wear pink. And, you know, embrace it. All right, embrace it. You know, I don't know what I have to do to remind people to get screened. I have my mammogram. You guys are going to see pictures. See, I got, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how big my breasts were. Yeah, I'm trying to write an article now on breast cancer and breast screening and 3D mammograms. And the whole article is a picture of my mammogram. And I just can't, I mean, I don't, you know how you, when you, I don't know if you guys have this type of software, where when you add an image, you can't really crop the image, but you have to format it so it can fit on your page. I can barely fit one quadrant of one breast on the screen. And so I don't know how to get my article. I had my mammogram done the other day at West Valley Imaging, and it was good. I did the 3D mammogram this time, rather than the regular two-dimensional type of mammogram. And yeah, I guess that's 3D versus 2D. And the 3D mammogram was really, really cool, because when I went to see how it was read, it looks at layers of the breasts. Now, I was probably at the radiologist's office for about 3 hours, and we were probably only maybe a half a centimeter in terms of reading the depth of the breasts. I'm pretty dense, okay? And so I was like, you know what? Like, I don't mind if I don't get the read till next year. Just do what you got to do. No, but they were pretty fast. But it's very interesting how you could look through the layers. Just like, remember I told you how cool it was for me to look through the layers of the eyes? Would use a slit lamp in the ER, where if I had to take out a foreign body or I had to look at the anterior chamber of the eye, you could see the different layers, you know, and the depths of the eye. Very, very cool stuff. And so, you know, same thing with the breasts. And so, you know, with 3D mammography, you know, is it really that much better than, you know, regular mammograms? I can't say, you know, because, you know, regular mammograms have been doing such a damn good job. And, you know, they seem to be quick and easier. It took a little, my regular mammogram that I used to have, I thought was actually a little less painful than the 3D mammogram. But the 3D mammogram, which is so cool, and so like you know, 80s, that you know, came for the 80s, but I just felt like, remember in the 1980s where more stuff was coming out 3D and you're like, oh man, this is super duper cool. That's how I felt. And so you know, for those of you guys contemplating what type of mammogram to get, most insurance companies pay for the 3D, so why not do a 3D, see what the radiologists think. But either way, any mammogram is fine. So don't panic and go, oh man, I only have to have this type of mammography. Honestly, just get a mammogram. And if your breasts are dense, get an ultrasound. And, you know, people, as we come into Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there's going to be a lot of pink all over the place, and some people are like, are we celebrating Pepto-Bismol? Just embrace it. You know, there's somebody out there that has been blowing things off, and maybe seeing a football player's pink cleats will make them think of doing a mammogram. I don't know. It may happen. And, you know, I've been trying for years to, you know, have people think about getting their hearts checked and their lungs checked and, you know, get screening, like Lifeline screening. I'm a huge fan of Lifeline screening. Pretty, pretty cool, guys. You got to check it out. I've talked about them on my show a lot. You could screen for lung disease, liver disease, you know, osteoporosis, aneurysm, you know, you know, when it comes to all sorts of, you know, things that could go wrong with your body, it's a little scary, and I get that. And you're like, oh, man, you know, so now I got to worry about stroke, I got to worry about atrial fibrillation, I got to worry about heart disease. Listen, look at the time you spend on your car and all the effort you spend on your car. Oh, I got to check the tires. Oh, I got to rotate the tires. I got to change my oil. I got to gas up the car. You guys spend so much time worrying about your car, getting it cleaned, getting it gassed up, but you just don't put that sort of effort or passion into your body. So, you know, no matter what you're, you know, particularly concerned about, you know, any time is good to do it. And for those of you guys who just spent a crap load of money on your deductible, and we're going to be talking about what's going on next with healthcare, like what I'm doing right now. Now I am just hitting everything. I am getting every body part checked out because I think I finally met my deductible, so the insurance will finally start to pay. Don't wait till December 31st. And for those of you guys that want to do screenings, all right, and who have high deductible plans that are like, you know what, I don't even want to start because my deductible is too high, go to Lifeline Screening. They have a lot of screening tests, very inexpensive. Packages start at $149, and you can get a lot of things checked out without having to go through your expensive high deductible plan if that ends up being more expensive. Lifeline Screening's number is 1-888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE. All right, so what are we going to talk about? It looks like the Obamacare repeal and replace is dead, and I am talking like dead for a long time dead. We're going to talk about that. They're also going to talk about how Mexican Americans appear to be at higher risk for liver cancer than Mexicans living in Mexico. All right, what are we doing in America to put people at risk for cancer? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how sleep deprivation is really, really bad. And we are talking about how catastrophic sleep loss is now an epidemic. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. Okay, now this was a really interesting email I got yesterday from Harry. He writes, Doc, you're missing the point. I always seem to miss the point, don't I? The NFL tweets are to distract the media. The GOP planned the rejection of repeal and replacement of Obamacare. You'll see. Now, this was a very interesting comment I got. Is all this on purpose? Okay, there's a couple subjects here. One is he brings up the whole NFL thing with Donald Trump, because I was a little frustrated. You know, we were just starting to get to football season. We were relaxing. All right, Colin Kaepernick seems to be out of the league. All right, he had a couple of people decide to sit out of the anthem. It looked like, you know, people were realizing that, you know, the national anthem, it shows respect to our country, it shows respect to our veterans. You know, we could all kind of move forward from this. And then Donald Trump's speech, I talked about the SOBs that sit out during the national anthem, and I understand why he's upset about them, but unfortunately, it triggered a huge backlash from the NFL, and even the Dallas Cowboys all took a knee before the anthem, and then I believe they stood up during the anthem, as a slight against the president and their support for other NFL players. And, you know, but it's interesting. Harry said the whole, you know, all this NFL tweets and this double downing that Trump's doing with the NFL could be to distract the media. That's a good point. I remember hearing one of the commentators on one of the news stations say the same thing, that this allows, you know, the media to switch gears and not look at the, you know, failing issues that the GOP is having when it comes to the repeal and replacement. But Harry's saying that the GOP has planned or orchestrated the failure of the repeal and replace as well. Now, even though at first I want to reject that, let's stop and think for a second here. Okay, let's review what's going on. So what's going on is three senators are saying hell to the no, or hell no, when it comes to the new repeal and replace Cassidy Graham bill. And the three GOP senators were John McCain, Rand Paul, and Susan Collins. Now, it looks like Murkowski seems to have been on board, but Collins from Maine, no. And Susan Collins apparently was going to get a sweet deal with a lot of money going towards her state for health care, but she still said no. Senators Rand Paul, I'm not surprised that he would buck this. Senator Rand Paul is pretty independent with this thinking, and he really wants a repeal and replacement of Obamacare. And remember, he doesn't like Trump. Trump made fun of his looks. Trump made fun of him the whole campaign. You know, I really doubt we're going to see a lot of camaraderie, right, and partnering when it comes to Senator Rand Paul and Trump. Right? So, you know, on the outset, when you kind of look at this, you're like, all right, well, and then John McCain is pretty independent thinking as well. Right? You know, he's been accused of not being a Republican. That's not for us to debate. But you have three senators that really don't like the bill for certain reasons. All right? And, you know, the bill was going to, as we've discussed, transform the Obamacare funding into block grants for the states, scale back Medicaid, allow states to roll back insurance regulations, and, you know, try to bring down prices and try to deal with the debacle that Obamacare is. Of course, there's been a lot of concern about those changes because people don't want to get kicked off Medicaid. Nobody wants to kick anybody off Medicaid, but also nobody has discussed, you know, how permanent Medicaid coverage is supposed to be. You know, if you know, we're supposed to be, you know, aiming for having a safety net and using that safety net to protect you while you're trying to find a new job and get yourself back on your feet, right? It's inherently designed to be a safety net, right? And a temporary one. But it hasn't turned into that. And we have at least 75 million Americans right now using Medicaid dollars and no sign of that letting up. In fact, increasing every year. So that's a big concern. That's something that the government has to take care of. And so, you know, when I heard today that Senator Susan Collins of Maine, and that's the one that everybody's kind of, you know, concentrating on, and boy, she's being called names, and people are pretty grumpy with her. You know, I stopped and thought, and I go, you know, maybe this is just not meant to be. If we're talking one stinking vote is preventing this from happening, and the GOP has been trying to work on this now for months, if not years, right? Maybe there's a reason for it. Now, you know, in my life, whenever something didn't work out, no matter how much I busted my butt to make it work out, it wasn't beshert. And we've talked about that term. It's a kind of a Yiddish term in terms of you know, something not meant to be. And then all of a sudden, you see what happens later going, oh, so that's why. You know, whether it was with guys and me dating guys and, you know, certain relationships not working, I'm like, why wouldn't it work? This seems perfect. Well, because God had a plan. And my plan for me was to be with Corey. Now, Corey's thinking the other thing. Corey's like, you know, what did I do to deserve this? Okay? you know, why is God mad at me? But for me, God blessed me, and so I guess, you know, it was never supposed to work out with these other guys I was dating because I was supposed to end up with Corey. Well, you know, and so I'm wondering, when you see the Republicans try so hard and no matter what, not be able to get this done, is it politics as usual, or is it just that it's not meant to be? You know, maybe Obamacare is supposed to be the law of the land. Right? We're supposed to, you know, become completely defunct and devoid of, you know, enough taxpaying dollars. Maybe the economy is supposed to collapse and we're supposed to start from scratch. You know, you can only falsely elevate and falsely support, you know, a troubled economy with a huge deficit. I mean, maybe, you know, this is the way that nature recycles itself, like a fire in a forest. But Harry brings up a good point. What if all this attempt, you know, because remember, politicians are pretty shrewd. And I'm not trying to, you know, say conspiracy theory or whatever, but maybe, and we've been talking about this, there is really no fix for Obamacare. A repeal and replacement is very difficult to do based on the promise of, you know, not affecting the pre-existing conditions, the essential health benefits, etc. And so what I find very interesting is maybe what happened is the Republicans all these years got together and said, look, and again, I'm not saying this. Harry put this thought in my head, okay? This isn't coming from me, but now I'm just trying to kind of mentally work this through. What if they sat down and said, look, there is absolutely no way to repeal and replace this without getting ourselves in trouble? And the lesser of two evils is allowing the country to, for themselves, see the debacle that Obamacare is and let them cry for help. And when they cry for help, we'll be able to then step in and be more successful. But you have the Democrats making a concerted effort to say, oh, no, we're not going to, you know, go with any GOP recommendation. You see, the GOP kind of falling all over each other with these three holding out. You know, and it's not that these three aren't team players. That, you know, it makes you wonder. Maybe they said, look, okay, we need to show that we made one hell of an effort and we busted our butts. And our failure and Obamacare continuing, upsetting people, making things, you know, worse for people. Well, I hate to think that this was a conversation they had, but once the American people get a little bit more desperate, they'll either vote more GOP senators in, or they will ask for help, or will yell at their Democratic senators to do something. Now, what would the Democratic senators do? Put more money into the system? They could. And they may put more money into a very crappy bill, which is a big concern that I've had, you know, coming up with the midterm elections. Could they, unfortunately, you know, keep this bill sputtering on life support? And I've talked about this, and I don't want to, you know, repeat myself multiple times. But, you know, I'm wondering if this, you know, could be maybe a master plan. And then if so, maybe it's brilliant. If there's no way to, you know, fix something, rather than surrender, you know, let the, you know, natural process of things happen. The problem is the GOP can't look like they're just standing there with their thumbs up their butt. They have to look like that they busted a move, that they really tried. So who knows? Maybe that's what's going on. But I'm scratching my head because our healthcare system sucks. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Dali 1-877-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dali and on Facebook, The Dr. Dali Show. All right, not so good news. Australia is having the worst flu season than usual this year, with 93,711 laboratory confirmed cases as of a week and a half ago, according to CNN. And actually, as of maybe a month ago, so those numbers could even be higher. And that was reported to the National Notifiable Diseases Surveillance System. And it is almost 2.5 times more infections than in the same period last year. This is a surveillance system report. Adults over the age of 80 and children between 5 and 9 years old have been the most affected. Now, many of you are saying, well, what the hell do we care about Australia? I mean, you know, we're over here. Australia's kind of far away, and it's in a whole other hemisphere. You need to care, okay, not just because of Outback Steakhouse, but because, sorry, I had a a salad for breakfast. I'm like really hungry. I'm thinking about meat. But we have to care because what happens in Australia could happen to us the next flu season. And what's supposed to be happening any time now? Flu shots gearing up for what? The flu season. They say a total of 52 deaths associated with influenza had been reported in Australia up until that time, compared with 27 as of the same time last year. There have also been more flu-related hospitalizations this year, 1,400 versus 719. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, there's like thousands upon thousands in America that usually get affected by the flu. That's kind of a small number for Australia. I don't care how much the number is. I just care about the change and the increase. Okay, if Australia is telling us, okay, you know how cool Australians are, like, oh, good day, mate. If they're telling us that they're having a spike of flu cases, we listen. Okay? That's just how it works. Okay? So they say there's nothing really unusual about this year except that it's a high year in Australia, which is what you see every once in a while. Now, this is according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the United States National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. They say Australia's curve is clearly much higher than the curve of last year. Now, as the fluologist, myself included, I've never met Dr. Anthony Fauci, but the fact that he could call himself a fluologist, you know, that's kind of sexy. I mean, you know, and you know why? Okay, he's included himself. Okay, whenever somebody goes, you know, geeks like me, you know, when, it just, there's something sexy about that. I don't know, I have never dated a fluologist. Have you guys? Anybody out there dated a fluologist? I don't know, just something about that just sounds like it would be so sexy. Anyway, he goes, all the fluologists, myself included, say the only thing that you can predict about influenza is that it's going to be unpredictable. Oh, come on, man. Okay, now that was a turnoff. You just wasted my time on a quote. Anyway, so, all right, so what does that mean for us? Well, the influenza A, H3N2, was the predominant circulating influenza A virus nationally this year. And they say most of the deaths were due to that strain, 81%. And so we changed our vaccine. Yeah, we fine-tweaked our vaccine for the flu to include the actually a stronger swine flu virus as well as the H3N2. The H3N2 was a part of our flu shots before, but we did do some fine tweaking. And they say in Northern Hemisphere flu seasons, influenza A or the A strain starts early because most of the cases usually causes most of the cases, and then it usually abates. And then when we look late into late season influenza, we see most often the B strains. Now, why is that important? Okay, you have A strains that change periodically. You know, you got B flu strains. They could change too, but the B flu strains will kind of smolder along, and the A strains are more likely the ones to cause the pandemics. So what does that mean if the A strains come first and the Bs linger longer? Right. Well, if you have, let's say, a population who is susceptible to, let's say, B strain, and they get their flu shot, and as we talked about last year, older individuals who get their flu shot too early may not get enough control or protection later into flu season. Flu season can start anywhere from October, November, and end May, June. Okay, peak is usually the holidays in January, etc. But I've seen flu November, December, January, February, Monday, March. I forgot my months for a second there. So some people are like, all right, well, you know, we're still in September, early October. Let me get my flu shot now. It may just be a touch bit too early for some populations, or it may be right on the money for others. So they say each year a flu vaccine is made for the Southern Hemisphere and for the Northern Hemisphere of combinations of A and B strains. Committees of scientists consider which viruses are making people sick and where those viruses are spreading and how well the previous season's vaccine protected against them. And sometimes each hemisphere's formulation is different, but sometimes they're identical. Identical. So in Australia, they say the early data, thank you, my cousin Vinny. In Australia, the early data indicates that four flu strains in the vaccine are well matched to circulating viruses. So they're saying, all right, we did pretty good with this one. It is known that one of the strains in the vaccine, H3N2, is less effective in preventing infection, despite being a good match. So the vaccine formulation to be used this year in the U.S. is going to be identical to what Australia is using now. All right, but if Australia is having a bad flu season, okay, will our vaccine give us the coverage that we need? All right, they say, does Australia's bad flu season bode ill for Northern Hemisphere nations like U.S., Canada, across Europe? And according to Dr. Fauci, he said, in general, we get in our season what the Southern Hemisphere got in the season immediately preceding us. So an intelligent guess, therefore, is that the North will probably have a bad flu season. And with influenza, you're never going to get 100% coverage with the shots. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, I don't get the shot. I'd rather get the flu myself, build up the immunity myself. Look, I hear you. Okay, I love the idea of natural immunity. I really do. Trust me. I was so glad my kids got the chickenpox. Love that they got the chickenpox, but I was lucky that they didn't get bad chickenpox. And you guys are going to be very lucky if you don't get bad flu. You get a bad case of the flu, and then you get a subsequent pneumonia because you're weakened, and pneumonia's floating around this time of year. That could be a killer. So you're trying to get naturally immune is a nice thought, right? And I understand, you know, that's how our bodies are built. But, you know, people dying of the flu obviously didn't, you know, weren't able to mount a nice strong immune response. Healthy people die during flu season. That's the take-home message here. Adolfo Garcia-Sastre, a professor and director of the Center for Research on Influenza Pathogenesis at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. I don't know how all that fits on his business card, but it does. He said the important question is what type of strain is causing the outbreak, whether it is one that is similar to ones that have been circulating before or not. They say now if the strain has changed, that's a different story. The high incidence may be due to the changes in the antigenic makeup. The antigenic. We talked about antigens on the surface of the flu virus. We make our vaccine to incite antibodies to identify these antigens, so when that flu virus comes in, we could fight it, etc. So, first of all, kudos to all these people making these viruses and all these fluologists. I think you guys are sexy if the whole rest of the world doesn't. But, you know, keep an eye on what's going on with Australia. For those of you guys that have Australian Facebook buddies, now call them, see how they're doing. But 93,000 confirmed cases as of August 18th, and we're already coming into October. You know, that does sound like a lot. Again, I'm not, you know, Australian, but, you know, for them to complain, because Australians don't complain, they're pretty tough, that must be a lot. So, you know, as soon as you guys can get the flu shot, and from what I'm understanding, the flu shots are becoming more and more accessible. We're starting to see sales spring up. Consider getting that done. A lot of you guys, your health insurance, it might be a pretty nasty premium and deductible, but your flu shot may be free. It may be free at some of the pharmacies, so please check that out. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a little bit of breaking news. Apparently, 10 NCAA basketball coaches, there have been some NCAA basketball coaches among 10 people charged with fraud and corruption. Right now, we're being told that 4 assistant basketball coaches from Arizona, Auburn, Oklahoma State, and USC were among those arrested on federal corruption charges as they were caught taking thousands of dollars in bribes to steer NBA-destined college stars towards certain sports agents and financial advisors. Uh-oh. The coaches named in the court documents, according to ESPN, are Auburn's Chuck Pearson, Oklahoma State's Lamont Evans, Arizona's Emmanuel Book Richardson, and USC's Tony Bland. It was not immediately clear who would represent them at initial court appearances. And also charged in Manhattan federal court were managers, financial advisors, and representatives of major international sportswear company. The details are going to be discussed at a news conference a little bit later today. NCAA spokeswoman Gail Dent was asked for a statement, and she says nothing on this end. We'll let you know if that changes. There was a statement from Oklahoma State saying, "We are surprised to learn this morning of potential actions against one of our four assistant basketball coaches." Other people named is James Gatto, director of global sports marketing at Adidas, Merrill Code, who recently left Nike for Adidas, Christian Hawkins, an NBA agent who was fired in May from ASM Sports for charging approximately $42,000 in Uber charges on a player's credit card, Jonathan Brand Augustine, president of the League Initiative and program director for Adidas-sponsored One Family AAU program, another financial advisor, another former NBA official, and I guess the complaint says that, like, for example, with the University of Louisville, they say sources say that the school has an enrollment of 22,640, which matches Louisville during the 2016-17 academic year, but the school offers approximately 21 varsity sports teams. And the allegations against an unnamed school in Kentucky, identified as University No. 6, includes payments of $100,000 from a sports apparel company to a family of an unnamed player, identified as player number 10, to ensure him signing with the school. And see, here's the thing with these kids. You know, I mean, you understand that, you know, people are going to try to sweeten the pot with scholarships and with goodies. And, people send goodies. One of us that watch Entourage, okay, somebody signs with an agent, they could get a car as a gift. I mean, you know, you hear Ari Gold go, get you something four wheels or a piece of art or whatever. You know, but there's rules, you know. We'll keep you guys posted on as this develops, but this just came across and I want to let you guys know about it, especially since, you know, we're in the midst of sports right now and then coming up with basketball season. I wonder how that's going to affect things. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Puerto Rico is suffering a humanitarian crisis, according to the San Juan mayor. They say nearly a week after Hurricane Maria slammed into Puerto Rico, they say the U.S. Commonwealth looks something like a mess. Most are without power, phone service, little hope of having it restored soon. Can you imagine no power or phone service for almost a week? Food and medicine are dwindling, especially for those isolated by impassable roads. Rescuers are still finding and removing desperate people from their demolished communities. According to CNN, it is a humanitarian crisis. San Juan's mayor told CNN. They go, "We are finding dialysis patients that have not been able to contact their providers, so we are having to transport them in near-death conditions." That's according to Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz. She said, "We are finding people whose oxygen tanks are running out. Small generators now don't have any diesel." From what I understand, President Trump is going to be visiting Puerto Rico later today, and then maybe also going to the U.S. Virgin Islands. They say searchers are trying to visit every structure there in the capital area. They say our bodies are so tired, but our souls are full of strength, that we will get to everyone that we can get to. Now, remember, Hurricane Maria struck back on September 20th. It knocked out power for nearly all of the 3.4 million residents, demolishing structures on an island that was already struggling after Hurricane Irma brushed against, I believe, the northern border. And now we're being told that Donald Trump may visit Puerto Rico next week on Tuesday. He's going to inspect damage and rescue efforts, and he's been active with the Texas and Florida hurricane aftermath as well. Coffee growers say a lot of the food that they have left, it's a mess right now. 1.6 million electric customers in Puerto Rico are without power, according to FEMA and the Energy Department. For those of you that want to help, please contact the Red Cross, Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, Goodwill, you know, anything that you could do to help. But people in Puerto Rico, we saw what happened with Harvey, we saw what happened with Irma, and Puerto Rico just doesn't have, you know, the same infrastructure that we have here in the States to help them rebound quicker. So, whatever you can do to help, we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say people of Mexican descent that live in the U.S. have more liver cancer risk factors than those who live in Mexico. These are results of a study presented at the 10th AACR conference on the science of cancer health disparities in racial and ethnic minorities in the medically underserved. So, liver cancer incidence and mortality has been on the rise in the United States, despite a steady decline in overall cancer incidence. And what are some risk factors for liver cancer? Well, a big one is hepatitis B and hepatitis C. If you have chronic hepatitis infections, that can lead to liver cancer. But besides this, they're finding that those, you know, if you take that risk factor out, they're saying Mexican Americans who are living in the United States who have obesity, diabetes, drinking excessively, are putting themselves at risk for liver cancer. Dr. Flores and colleagues examined data for Mexican Americans living in the U.S. from the 1999 to 2014 National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey. They looked at 13,798 individuals, 9,400 Mexicans who live in Mexico, 2,300 U.S.-born Mexican Americans who live in the U.S., and 1,900 Mexican Americans who were born in Mexico but now live in the U.S. And they looked at risk factors for liver disease, the infection of hepatitis B and C, metabolic syndrome, high cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, heavy alcohol use, etc. And they found that Mexican American men and women were at higher risk for liver cancer than those living in Mexico. However, the study showed that they were less likely to have active hepatitis B or C infections than their counterparts in Mexico. We do have hepatitis B vaccine. We're working on a hepatitis C vaccine. But our lifestyle here in America is basically what's killing us. And I know we're not supposed to live forever, but the idea of, us being obese, and now they're saying close to what, half of the country is at least overweight or obese or even morbidly obese. You know, that's just too many of us. And fat does cause cancer. It's a variety of issues that put us at risk for cancer. The body doesn't do well with fat. And I know in the olden days they said, oh my gosh, you got to put some meat on your bones, gaining weight, you know, is supposed to be healthier for you. Not entirely, okay? I think there is a weight that is good for you. We don't want you underweight, and we don't want you overweight. But when it comes to how we put this weight on, you know, if you're obese, not because you're consuming extra calories, but because you're consuming junk, sometimes fat deposits is a sign of injury and stress. When somebody drinks a lot of alcohol, they get fat around their liver. Not because the alcohol is causing the fat, but it's a sign of stress. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media.
At home,
at work,
in the car,
on smartphones.
Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week.
That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.